Noir has a very good OP.
You mean that show that Yuki Kajiura did the soundtrack for?
Indeed.
Yeah, I know that one.
Well, I've pretty much run out of things to say. So, there you go. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks for calling in. All right. Let's get the next call up in here. Oh, wait. What the fuck? Maduku Mom, are you here? Oh, you've been trying for so long. There we go. Hey.
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Hey, you sound really nice tonight. Ooh. I like your spicy voice, you know.
Yeah, thanks so much. You know what really turns me on?
What?
When you tune into radio. Thanks for coming in! Next caller. God, fucking. So both cat girls win, and this other guy named 55 who have been trying to call me this whole time keep calling in, and every single time they do, it doesn't connect. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if their internet is fucking with it. It can't be on my end because, ugh, it's working for everyone else. Oh, cat girls, are you there? Hey, finally, we made it. We've connected. Good to have you on. You've been trying for a while.
Yeah, so what I want to talk about is how Madoka Magica has nothing original.
Oh, shit. You come to pick a fight. Let's fucking go. All right. Tell me more about it.
So, Madoka Magica, first thing, Kyubei. He is the evil guy, the evil mascot, right? That's been done in Mahou Shoujo before. It's not something new. Time travel, not something new. Utilitarianism in Mahou Shoujo, not something new. This has all been done before. Sorry, I'm a bit drunk.
Where? Point out where.
So, Kyubei, for instance, Dai Mahou Touge and Kamikaze John. Joan of Arc, whatever the fuck he's called. Kamikaze Joan of Arc. Evil, the mascot, literally Satan. Been done before.
Okay, but like, what was interesting about Kyubei wasn't just the heel turn that he was evil. It was the examination of the fact that the Mahou Shoujo system is inherently, like, exploitatively trapping girls in a patriarchal system beyond their control to, like, lock them into a self-sacrifice that they never chose. It wasn't just generic, like, ooh, he's evil. Like, there was a lot more going on there.
So, okay, I'll go back to Kamikaze John. So, for instance, the mascot character is literally Satan. It's revealed around episode 40 or something. So what MC does before then is she's a thief. She's been stealing shit for Satan for the whole time. And, for example, she steals paintings, other shit to revive this Lord Satan, basically. It's been done before.
But I'm saying, like, so even if that mascot was literally Satan, right? Like that's okay, cool. But do you think there was more subtext in that show going on than simply the character is evil? Right? Cuz the thing about a lot of older Mahou Shoujo stuff is that ultimately it's made for kids. I think Madoka specifically wasn't made for kids. It was much more made, like, at the adult viewer. And I think, I mean, look, I agree with you to a point that, you know, like, the things you saw in Madoka Magica were done before. Like, it's not so much about originality, it's about context, subtext, and, like, the point in time. Like, I've seen people point out to me that Madoka doesn't subvert the Mahou Shoujo genre because there have been plenty of other dark Mahou Shoujo shows before. And they're right. That's absolutely true. They're like, I mean, Mahime is a perfect example. If you want to consider that one a Maho Shoujo show, that was really fucking dark, and it was like, you know, what was it, 9 years before Madoka came out? But the point of Madoka is that it subverted what people started to remember the magical girl genre as. Like, you know how with recent remakes of retro games, like Sonic Mania, they're going for more of like a, oh, this isn't quite the game that it was, it's the game you remember, like the rose-tinted glasses version. Madoka is poking fun at the Cardcaptor Sakura, Sailor Moon type of Maho Shoujo show that people kind of began to associate with the genre. There's a reason why when people talk about how magical girl shows have been dark before, they wind up having to dig into like the 80s. Because, yeah, maybe at that point in time it was, but the 90s saw a huge heel turn in Maho Shoujo stuff toward the more kid-friendly, lighthearted type of show that we tend to think of as Maho Shoujo. The only mainstream exceptions to this that I recall are the Nanoha franchise and Mahime, My Otome, and Utena, obviously. Yeah.
So, Sailor Moon, for example, first season, everyone dies at the fucking end. Spoiler.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry to Suzubra, who was on before and is watching this show.
Yeah, sorry to that guy. He has good taste in fucking slayers, though.
Nice, yeah,
yeah, everyone, Sailor Moon, everyone dies in the first season. Everyone gets revived. Time travel. Sailor Moon, oh, the manga is way more dark. Sailor Moon Crystal, for example, right now, it's adapting the manga a lot more than the old 90s Sailor Moon was. But in the 90s and 2000s, you had a lot of darker, like, not mainstream, like, the things that made it mainstream, per se, were Sailor Moon, Cardcaptor Sakura, and yeah, those two things. They're seen as cutesy, but if you actually watch those things, you have quite a few dark tones as well. You also have things like Princess Tutu that came out in the 2000s, Daimaho Otoge that came out in the 2000s. There's a lot of things that came before Maho Shoujo, or before Madoka, but Madoka was just the one that came out and everyone started like fangirling about it, saying it's dark, this is edgy, this is the newest thing.
Right, but what I'm saying is, do you think there's a reason for that? Like, do you think there's a reason why that reaction happened?
I think it's just because mainstream things that, like, things that go mainstream, when you think of Sailor Moon, you don't think of death, destruction, the world ending. You think of Monster of the Week stuff, right?
So right, because but that's what I'm trying to say, is that that's what people thought of when they thought of Maho Shoujo. Like, that's what people went into Madoka expecting. Even though it wasn't right, even though there were other shows in the past about darker topics that were in the Maho Shoujo genre, when Maho Shoujo came out, it was a stark reminder that that isn't actually what's going on in this genre. That, you know, this Flowers and Sunshine version that everyone remembers is not necessarily all that Maho Shoujo is. And that's what made it so cool. It was sort of like, like other people have said, if you showed somebody Madoka right now, they probably wouldn't think anything of it more than like, okay, this was a nice, well put together show. Like, it was just a competent show, but like, you know, people wouldn't be calling it a masterpiece right now.
Well, yeah, that's my problem with it. People are calling it a masterpiece for doing something new when...
I mean, it's also a masterpiece for like top tier shot composition, cinematography, music,
okay,
fight choreography.
All that stuff is great about Madoka Magica, but the ideas in Madoka Magica are not new to the Maho Shoujo genre at all.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, I don't think that originality is what makes it good. Like, there at no point in my own discussions on Madoka did I ever say that it was great because it was something brand new. Because it's not. You're right. There have been other dark Maho Shoujos before. It was just so incredibly well executed. Okay, you know what? I'm getting yelled at. 5 minutes, 5 minutes. I guess I better pull the plug on this convo because, I could go all night.
So I just want to say one thing. Go watch Maho Jin Guru Guru. Fuck you.
No, I'm not gonna. It was boring as shit. The humor was shitty toilet humor. Kukuri was cute as fuck, though. Kukuri is top tier. But the show itself was ass. Sorry. I dropped it on episode 6. I thought the humor was low tier. It was just boring, like, lowbrow, shitty jokes.
That's what makes it great.
Oh, well, then we just have different sense of humor. Sorry, Meguka, but too fucking bad. I don't like Guru Guru. I like the girl, though. Like I said, Kukuri is cute.
Yeah, thanks again, Dougal.
Thanks for calling in.
You have shitty taste in anime. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll fight you, mate. I'll fight you. All right, next caller. Dunkmaster, can you hear me?
I can.
I love your quality, Avi.
My screen-capped ass class. Yeah, so I thought I would call in with something a bit less, competitive, a bit less aggressive, and bring it kind of back to the radio roots of music.
Okay,
some chat
let's do
about,
it.
What's new, what's hip and happening in the Vocaloid scene, because I know you're a fan of that.
I am a fan of that. Great topic. I've never understood why Vocaloid gets so much hate. I mean, I also was around for the rise and fall of it, so, like, I watched a lot of the early Vocaloid shit on Nico Nico Doga and was in touch with a lot of the good producers and shit. Lately, the scene has interestingly returned to its roots, where now it's not mainstream anymore. You don't see Vocaloid shit everywhere. But you have, like, the small community of dedicated fans and dedicated producers still doing their thing and cranking out good music. There's a Deco Nina, Deco 27, however you want to say it. I think the official pronunciation is supposed to be Deco Nina. But anyway, Deco 27 has a new album coming out in a few weeks. An album came out last December called Neo Dream Traveler. That was really, really fucking good. By, Hana...